A good young quarterback, likes to make big plays. The big thing, he makes the big plays when it's there, and that's very important for a young guy. Sometimes you tend to see those guys, you know, a guy pops up wide open and you overthrow it or underthrow it and things like that. You know, I mean, shoot, it's tough, you know, with Lule over there also. I think he was about a play away from them putting Lule in that SAS game, and then he makes a couple big plays and stays in. So, again, things like that can mess up the locker room. So it's probably a good thing that he fought back and had his, you know, career game. And I think that says a lot about the kid. You know, he sees the other quarterback warm at the sideline. That can mess with your head. And then for him to come out and have a career day, you know, over 400 yards, that shows who he is.
So, Bo Levi Mitchell impressed with Jennings. I think a lot of us are impressed with Jennings as we go down the South Street Burger guest hotline. And we're very pleased to welcome a friend of the program, Kahari Jones, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach of the BC Lions, to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. Good to talk to you. Well, we may as well pick it right up there. I mean, I asked Bo Levi Mitchell about Jonathan Jennings. Let me ask you, tell me about the guy you work with. Tell me about your starting quarterback.
Well, I'd probably echo what Bo Levi said. You know, I think he is a good young quarterback, and he's still learning, which is exciting. He's still figuring the game out. But during that time, you want a guy that can still make plays, not only through the air, but with his feet, which he's been able to do as well. And he's kept us in games. And not only that, but like you said, versus Saskatchewan, he made some big plays against them and under heavy pressure and came out on top. And that's a mark of a guy who I think is here to stay. And so hopefully he can just keep growing and keep expanding what he's learning through the games. And he's going to be fine.
What kind of learner is he for you, Kahari? How do you communicate? How do you teach Jonathan Jennings? What works best for him?
You know what? He's a very smart guy, very cerebral guy. So he wants to know everything. But the tough thing with that is, because you're young, you can't know everything all at once. And so you have to kind of take it piece by piece, and he's learning that as well, you know. But in practice, I see improvements every week, which is a big positive. He's figuring things out, but he's not one to make the same mistake twice, and that's a big thing as well. He doesn't really dwell on things. He doesn't let things get him down. And once he learns something, you know he has it. And those are important aspects to be a good quarterback.
Kahari, I don't have to tell you that having more than one quarterback, depth in this position in this league is critical. And the BC Lions certainly enjoy that with Travis Lule. Tell me about, you know, your relationship with Travis and his role with this team.
Oh, Travis is, you know, well, everybody knows how great of a quarterback he is and what he's done in this league. And now that he is, he's healthy. He's just playing great football day in and day out. He's playing great in practice. And if we do need to call on him, we have no qualms about it. We feel very good about him being in the game. And just as a mentor for John as well, those two are as close as two quarterbacks can get. And one of the things that's unique about the situation is that you got two guys that both of them definitely want to play. Both of them have the ability to play. But whoever's in the game, whether it was Travis when we took John out a couple of weeks ago, or John, for the most part, they're helping each other out. They're cheering each other on, and it's genuine. There's nothing fake about it. They want success for the other guy, and that's a real unique situation.
Was that difficult for Travis initially? Did he, you know, nobody, we all want to play, right? You give me the damn ball, as they say. But did he make the easy transition to that, or was it a difficult one for him?
You know, with Travis's personality, I don't know how. I'm sure it was difficult, but the thing about Travis is he doesn't show it really, and he is just all about coming to work every day. And I've been with Travis now, this is my third year, and the first 2 years were tough because he was injured. He was just his arm wasn't where it needed to be. He had a knee injury in there, and so he was banged up. And so unfortunately, he's had to have some practice with kind of being in that backup role and being that supporter from the outside. But this is a little different in that he is healthy and he is feeling good, but he is still the same Travis, and that's a testament to who he is and what he believes in. He's just a guy who comes to work every day, and if he's the same if he's playing or if he's helping John, he's the same guy.
Kahari Jones of the BC Lions, our guest on the South Street Burger guest hotline. Tell me about Wally Buono. Tell me about the, you know, coaching with Wally and him, his return to the sideline, which seems like it's been seamless. But what's it like to work with Wally on the sidelines?
You know what? It's a great experience. It really is. You know, I've played against Wally for a number of years, and his teams have always been good. And of course, you don't become the winningest coach in league history by not being a good coach. And you see it once he came off the sideline and onto the coaching staff. You saw why he is who he is, and he just pays the great attention to detail. He makes sure that everything is accounted for, and everybody is held accountable for their actions with both the players and the coaches. And it's a great situation. So I feel like I'm learning a lot from him, and it has been pretty seamless so far, which is great.
You've worked with a number of head coaches, both experienced and not lesser experience in this league. I mean, a guy like Wally that's seen it all, done it all, is he hands off, and unless you make a mistake, is he in your ear all the time? How would you describe your relationship?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. He is hands off. He does allow us to do what we need to do, but he is quick to, if he has a comment or a question or wants something changed, he will voice his opinion, but it's definitely not a dictatorship. We always talk about things and discuss things, and so it's a very good relationship in that you always know where he stands, and that's the biggest thing about being a head coach, I think, is that you always want to know where they stand or what they feel about certain things. And even if you have a disagreement or whatever, as long as you're able to talk through them, you're ahead. And so, Wally is just what you see. What you see is what you get with him, and you got to love that about him.
Kahari, your journey as a coach, I mean, we got to know you a little bit when your playing career ended. You were kind enough to join us and do a little analysis on the media side, but you really wanted to get into the coaching. How has that journey played out for you?
It's been fantastic. You know, you're right. I had a great time here in Calgary, and I got to work for CBC and with you guys and be on that side of things. But something was itching at me that it was time to go and hopefully use some of my knowledge that I've learned from playing the game to help other players, and it's been a great journey. I mean, starting in Hamilton and being there for 3 years and in Saskatchewan and being fortunate enough to win a Grey Cup in Saskatchewan in 2013, and now being here in BC, it's every year has been a great learning experience. I've worked with some really quality coaches that have taught me a lot, and it's just great being with the players and being able to like I said, give some of this knowledge that I've learned to quarterbacks and receivers and everybody on offense, I'm just loving it. I am.
I am not by any stretch of the imagination trying to create a controversy here, so bear with me on this question. But do you want to keep going up the ladder? I mean, do you see yourself one day as a head coach?
You know what? If the situation is the right situation, then we'll see. We'll see. I mean, everybody, I think most people that get into this kind of aspire to be that at some point. But you know what? I'm really loving the chance to be an offensive coordinator. If I can do this for a long time, I would be very satisfied with that, because it is just one of those rewarding things that you get to work with players hands on like I'm able to right now. So every year is different, and you guys know how this league how this business works and how this league works. You just take it as it comes, but I'm really enjoying where I am, and I don't take this position lightly. I know there are only a few guys that get the opportunity to do this, and I want to make sure to do it to the best of my ability.
But you were an offensive player, you know, when you were in the league, and now you're an offensive coordinator. And as somebody on the outside, I'm just curious about how much time and attention do you pay to the defensive side of it? Because I'm assuming you're scheming against defenses. So, I mean, if that's your eventual goal, are you spending extra time? Do you pay a little more attention to defense? It's just to kind of have a wide, you know, knowledge base, I guess, if you understand where the question's coming from?
Oh, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, but I think during the season, I mean, the first and foremost goal for me is to be the best coordinator I can be for this team. And, mm-hmm. and through that, it's, I mean, obviously we're watching defenses all the time. I feel like I know the league's defenses a lot better than I know the offenses of the league, because I don't know what's going on with them all that much. But that's for the off season and different things like that to expand your base. And I'm always talking to our defensive coaches too, and getting in their brains and figuring out things. But it's all to help with this job. And if it helps with the next job eventually, then that's just kind of icing on the cake there.
Gary Jones of the BC Lions, our guest on the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. I got to ask you this one. It was a little slight change this year that you can talk to the quarterback through the play now. There's always been communication, but it used to cut off in 10 seconds. And while I didn't think it was a big deal, it has certainly garnered a lot of tension south of the border. A lot of people in the NFL wondering if that's coming down there. How do you like it? I mean, you played the position. What's your relationship with your quarterbacks? Do you talk to them as the play's going on?
To tell the truth, I heard about it this week. I did not know that.
And, really?
No. And even if I did, it wouldn't have mattered. You know, I would have hated to talk to or to have someone talking to me during the play and during the cadence or anything. I mean, the quarterback has to think about enough things when they're up at the line of scrimmage and figuring things out. And so the last thing that I would want to do is kind of mess with that, and everybody's different. So I'm sure there'll be people that will be talking, but I know me personally, that wouldn't have been something that I would have liked. I always joke, I probably would have tried to rip the thing out of my out of my helmet anyway, because I didn't want to hear too many voices in my head. I had enough stuff going on in there, but yeah, I try to give the guys the play, give them if I need to give them a key or something. But I feel like I can get all that done quickly, and then I like my quarterback to go out there and process things on his own and figure things out, and that's part of the game. And so, but yeah, like I said, to each his own. But I didn't even know about it. Still true.
Really? Okay. Well, so, and what I just heard. So even in the past, it used to cut out with 10 seconds left in the play clock. So you weren't even going up to that in the past, right? You had that all done. Okay.
Oh yeah. I would give him the play. I give him, yeah. Like I said, if I need to give him a key or something, but yeah, like I said, his job is big. He has to give the play out. He has to make sure everybody's in the right position. He has to look at the defense and figure out where guys are. And so hopefully if we practice well enough and we know what his keys are and what to look for, then he has that process down and he can figure it out on his own. So I haven't used it. I don't see myself using it, but you never know.
Well, good on you, because I read the story and thought, okay. And then ESPN had all their NFL insiders going off on it. So it must be a big deal, clearly. And then you're telling me you didn't even know it till this week. I love it. I love it. All right, my last one for you. Tell me about preparing for the Stampeders team. You've seen them already this year. You know, you got a pretty good book on Bo Levi Mitchell and the rest of the team. But what's the keys for the BC Lions coming into McMahon tomorrow?
You know, they're just a quality team, and we know that. They've been year in and year out. I think any team that has Bo Levi Mitchell on it is going to be a good team. He's one of the elite quarterbacks in the league, and so we know that. So, I mean, first and foremost is to hopefully keep the ball out of his hands and do our part offensively by continuing to get first downs and continuing to move the football. I thought we played okay in the first game, but we missed a lot of opportunities, and they played to take away our deep ball, and we kind of tried to push against that. So whatever we have to do, whatever we have to figure out within the game, hopefully John is 3 games better now and can figure out what they're trying to throw at him, and we can adjust to it. But we know it's always going to be a tough game. It always is with the Calgary team, and hopefully we can come in here and play the kind of football that we've been playing the last 4 weeks.
Gary, awesome to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much for doing this. Best of luck. Look forward to talking and catching up with you later on in the season.
Thanks a lot, guys. Good to talk to you, too.
Kahari Jones, offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach of the BC Lions, joining us down the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger, satisfy your cravings for a flame-grilled burger with fresh-cut fries. Visit their new location, now open in East Hill, 17th Avenue Southeast and Stony Trail.